Jade is extremely hard and difficult to work, so much effort must have gone into the shaping of it. It's likely that it was first of all roughly sculpted in northern Italy, and then carried hundreds of miles across Europe to northwest France. It was probably polished there, because it's like a number of other ones found in southern Brittany, where there seems to have been a fashion for acquiring exotic treasures like this. They even carved impressions of the axes into the walls of their vast stone tombs. In Britain, 6,000 years ago, the rarity, the beautiful working, and the distant origins of this foreign material would have given our axe a very high value, and it would have been an exceptional gift, the equivalent of a luxury watch, perhaps, or an expensive piece of jewellery. We can only speculate how the hierarchies of prehistoric British society might have regarded this rare and beautiful thing, or what they might have done with it. Similar axes in less valuable stones have also been found unworn, and their equally pristine condition implies that they may have served special, perhaps ritual, purposes. Mark Edmonds again.
Beyond the practical tasks that you could use one of these things for, axes had a further significance, a significance that came from where they were found, who you got them from, where and when they were made, the sort of stories that were attached to them. Sometimes they were tools to be used and carried and forgotten about in the process. At other times they would come into focus as important symbols to be held aloft, to be used as reminders in stories about the broader world, and sometimes to be handed on in an exchange with a neighbour, with an ally, with somebody you'd fallen out with. And perhaps, in exceptional circumstances, on someone's death, the axe was something that had to be dealt with,